The struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okie dokie, second date update on the 20s. We got Landon on the line.
Yeah, you Landogini in the house. What up, bro?
Hey,
Landogini.
What's up?
Lamborghini?
Yeah, I feel like I set... Hey, what's up, Landon? Sorry, we got to address this first, though. I feel like I set Fat Joe up for failure when I said he's no longer allowed to use celebrity names or famous people names when giving people a nickname. Because he's tried very hard.
Yeah.
I'll give you Landogini did not come to mind, but I think it would be Landergini.
What about Landakin Skywalker?
I mean,
what? Star Wars now. It's like, that's your go-to. It's like the first thing is like Joe, think of something.
Or
Boba Fett.
Or Lando Commando.
I'll take all of it. I like it all. You know?
Yeah, like it all?
You mean the Landosaurus then,
man. On and just let that thing go. All right, Lando Commando, tell us about your day, brother. What happened?
All right, so here's what's up. I met this girl on Hinge, super pretty. She looked good. We were vibing. Everything was good. So I wanted to ask her out on a date, and she said she had been super stressed lately. So I suggested a couples massage for the first date.
Ooh, I like that.
Whoa.
I thought that was pretty, yeah, I thought that was pretty expensive. Good, you know?
Like, well, that wasn't a good whoa. That was a whoa.
Really? Like,
well, to me, it's a little intimate for a first date from someone you met on a dating app.
Uh-huh.
And then the second thing is, isn't the point of a date to get to know somebody? In other words, like physical and like verbal interaction?
You can't really talk to somebody with your face in the birthing table.
Do that when your face is in the birth canal of a massaging table.
That's true. I actually went on a couple's massage on a first date.
Yeah,
and you guys together.
How did that work out for you?
Okay, well, anyway, so Lando Commando, you took her to, speaking of Commando, couples massage on your first date. How did that go?
I thought it was going to be cool. And yeah, I know what you're saying, but I figured like, okay, we go get a massage and then she'll be more relaxed and then we go out and have lunch. I figured we go have lunch after the massage and then she'd just be kind of in a better mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, like usually massages, they help me unwind and de-stress. But after the massage, I thought we were going to go to lunch and then that didn't happen. She just left and I haven't heard back from her. She hasn't returned my calls. So I don't know what's up.
Weird. Whoa. That is weird.
Maybe the massage parlor you guys went to wasn't a good one.
Well,
maybe they tried to offer a happy ending, but you wasn't down with that.
Did it start with a local flower name like that of Plumeria per se and end with the word lounge?
Did a mama san greet you in the beginning?
Yeah, did she give you a tiny glass that was in the freezer and then pour it with Sapporo?
Yeah. Did you have to choose which one you want?
Yeah. Then she came over and she smelled like kimchi.
It was a normal massage place.
It was a normal massage place.
Okay.
Well, you know, when I went on my first massage date, what happened was after the massage, I got my monthly. So maybe she...
Well, they squeezed it right out of you. Somebody got to clean that up.
It's National Geographic Shark Week.
So maybe she, you know, she had to go because maybe she's embarrassed from it.
Were you at least prepared for that?
No, I wasn't. Yeah, that's why I was like,
came out of there looking like a crime scene, bro.
So the guy had to pay for a massage and new linens.
Yes.
Like, what is this linen surcharge here?
No, it's after I put on my clothes and went to the restroom, I noticed that I got it. So it was bad. Yeah.
Were you at least wearing dark bottoms?
No.
Oh!
I hope they checked the table.
It really does look like a birthing canal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord. I'm sorry. Don't get us started. Oh, man. I apologize. Any parent listening right now, it's too easy.
Your kids
it's too fun to resist.
This anyway.
Maybe she got her money. I don't know.
It was a bloody mess.
And she had to go.
Was she walking out of the massage parlor or did she waddle?
crowd.
Can you imagine? He wouldn't get back to her. Well, no, she would have left in a hurry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. See, maybe she's embarrassed and she never.
Or were you the bleeder? What happened there?
Both of you get the money lomi lomi out of you. Wow. Well, now I need to know, Landon. Like, I need to know why she never got back to you, because my mind is set. That shark weed occurred in the midst of the upper back massage.
And let me know which one it was, so I'd never go there.
Can you imagine? You're over there. You're like,
oh, does that feel good? You like that? Oh, yeah.
No, Lord, okay, no, Lord.
Gross. Okay, yeah. Gross.
Oh, gosh. Wait, what the?
Oh,
gosh, dang it, that's white linen.
Oh,
red
God.
Or brown, doesn't red matter. Red,
right? Well, he's a baby blue, it's fine, but dang it, I used the white sheets for you. Can you tell we've all been in long-term relationships?
No, man, we all just pent up.
Yeah. All right, well, Landon, let's just move on, huh? Yeah, what was the girl's name? Do you trust us talking to her now?
Her name is Candy.
Red Candy. Yeah. Strawberry lollipop.
Yeah, she needed a gobstopper.
I mean, you never know. It could happen. Okay, it happened to me.
Yeah, like a packet, I guess, right?
You need a Tootsie Roll.
You see what it comes out? What?
I don't know. Ask MJ. She's experienced one in this
happened
department.
Happened to her, not us.
We're going to give I totally don't remember her name. I'm sorry, Landon. I'm so distracted. I got these images in my head right now. I can't get them out.
Yeah,
what was her name? Oh, yeah, Candy. Candy, as in Gobstopper. Gotcha. Okay, cool. We're going to give Candy a call.
God! Looking like a scene out of a horror movie.
That was a murder scene. Right. This is about to be a murder scene.
Freddy Krueger.
We're going to give Candy a call right now, if you don't mind. Yeah, it talk, bro. Don't trust us. I prefer that you talk over any of three of us.
We're going to ruin whatever chats you may have, bro.
Your chances are better if you speak and not us. We'll give her a call right now. Hopefully she'll answer our phone call. Yeah, all right? Yeah. You just take it from there, man. Believe me, your chances exponentially get greater.
Oh, yes.
Boy, all right. Hold on. Here we go. Let's call her.
Candy.
Hello, is this Candy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, oh, wow, this does sound like a murder scene. Like a horror movie. Yes. Candy, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
Hey, what's up?
It's MJ the Bleeder.
Yes. We got a bleeder.
MJ the victim of the horror film.
Aloha.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, Candy Crush.
Good morning, love.
Good morning. I love the Keola Show. Smarter than a Keola. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, smarter than a Keola. You know what would be terrible,
us.
Bro?
Oh, what?
One of the jelly beans is...
Ew! Ew! Girls, you're
cherry or butter? Butter.
Ew!
I would just quit the game. That bit would be done. That bit would be eliminated from the show. We would never play smarter than a Keola ever again. Oh, Candy, we'll catch you up in a little bit, but I'll let you know we're on the air. Thank you for listening, by the way.
I'm a little bit wondering what this is all about.
It's a very long, morbid, perverse story that we don't want to revisit. Okay. We're kind of in the midst of it right now, unfortunately. But we're on the air. We made an outgoing phone call.
Are the jelly beans real?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
They're terrible,
it's
too.
Sometimes too real, bro. Too real.
Yeah. We're on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you, Candy, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going. I suggest no, but whatever you're liking.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused, but that's okay.
Okay.
I take that as a yes, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a guy, you met him on a dating app. This should narrow it down. He took you on a couples massage for your first date.
Oh, my God. Landon.
That's correct, yes. So, I'm afraid to ask these two words. What happened?
Yeah.
That wasn't a bloody good time.
That's stop.
Did it require a gobstopper for like MJ did?
I had nothing.
Landon was one of the weirdest dates I've had, I think, in my entire lifetime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he took me on this couple's massage for, like, the first date, which I never was asked anyway, but I thought that was, okay, that's cool, that's interesting, you know, so we'll go for a massage. I love
especially
massages.
If he's paying, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Make it a 90-minute massage.
Yeah, so I was really into him, and I really liked him a lot. And we got changed in the dressing room, and then we got into the massage room. So, like, we lied down on the massage tables, and I picked a dude, and he picked, like, a girl, of course. And this is crazy to me. Like, everything was fine. Like, I really liked him. We were smiling. We were laughing. We get on the massage tables, and Landon is, like, becoming super loud. Super loud. He's going harder, harder.
Go.
And I was like, what is this guy is, whoa, this is a little bit too good. So he started moaning louder and louder. And he said, right there. Yeah, right there. Dig it in there.
Better than say poke it.
Yeah, or, or stick
this
it.
Is crazy. No, this is crazy stuff. Like, I've never been on a massage or anything like this. But he's like, well, this is happening. I'm trying to just, like, take it easy and relax. But he keeps on getting so much louder. So after our backs were done, they had to flip over. As they are working on our front, I look over at Landon, and he has, like, a pitch tent under his
feet. He's having a good time there, buddy. Yeah,
he's
right
ready
spot.
To go camping, huh?
I was like, what the excuse my language. I never say but I was like, what the
that's huge.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be like. That's oh my gosh. That's a big tent.
Yes.
And he started to say even more. He was like, damn, this feels really good. I was just like,
wow. And you're within earshot of this.
Yes. Oh. Yes. I was just in awe. My mouth was open while I was getting massaged.
You better be careful about it. Keep that mouth closed.
Keep your eyes open as well.
Whoops.
You'll be like, oh my God.
Calm down, buddy.
I'm trying not to laugh. It's so funny because, like, this is definitely weird. But not only that, but I'm not only in shock with my mouth open, but he's like, can you go lower to the girl? And he goes, can you go towards my package? I definitely heard him say package.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and do it right now as well.
So he's,
he wanted her to go towards his bazooka and tank.
I'm tripping at this point. Then I hear, I couldn't believe it, but the end point was, can you finish me off?
Oh, wow. It's that kind of party, huh?
Yeah.
What? Wait,
were you guys in the same room as this is happening? Or were you in separate rooms? Yeah. Oh, wow. Did he forget where he was at and what was happening at that moment?
Or was he trying to tell you that?
Yeah.
I don't know what the f*** was going on because it was so weird.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I just thought this was going to be a nice massage. But he's going into total, like, X-rated movie.
Yeah. Finish this off, please. I want to leave a happy customer.
Got me to this point.
So the
by the way,
lady,
since your mouth is wide open.
And the poor lady, I think, had her mouth wide open, too. And she's like, sir, this is not that kind of place. We don't do that here.
And he's over there, but I brought a BOGO. Coupon. I thought it was a twofer.
And here's a hundo in case you need it.
Okay, well, we did not know this, Candy. And sorry in advance, but we just need a little clarification and explanation from Landon, who's on the other line.
Yeah.
He called us to call you because he was confused why you weren't getting back to him. Like,
Landon, KL Moku is where you need to go for those kind of places.
Yeah, really?
That's
how
right.
Do you know?
That's what I heard about back in the day. That was the spots for my friends.
Yeah. The smaller the establishment, the better your chances are.
The back alley, that's the one you want to go to.
The ones that you can't find it on Google Maps.
No, you gotta knock three times and say the magic
word. You gotta give it the secret knock.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just give them a few knocks and then they know that. Oh, yeah, I give you sugi.
How do you know this?
I don't know. I'm just making this up. I'm just going with Joe's lead on this one. Landon, so what happened?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it was, I thought we were having fun. I thought it was a good massage.
You were having fun. You could tell.
It wasn't anything weird. I mean, first of all, you guys have had a massage. It's sometimes, you know, like, stuff happens. You're getting, it feels good. Every once in a while, you get a little. I just thought it was good advertising. You know what I mean?
I don't know. The only massage I got was the brother playing Kelly Erasure in the background. And nothing was coming. Nothing was pitching up, bro. MJ, as a masseuse,
yes.
Do guys really moan like that when you get the spot? Is it like moan out of pleasure, though?
Oh, no, not like
that.
No.
It wasn't. Listen, I also had like knots in my back. The moaning was, she was just like working stuff out. I said, I want a harder massage, you know? But like when I flipped over, that just happens, you know? You're there. I don't know. I didn't think Candy seemed bothered by it at the time. I thought,
what does finish me off mean?
Yeah, her mouth was open. She was waiting for her turn.
No, like finish me off. Just like finish the massage off. You know what I mean? Like finish off
the... Oh, that's what you meant.
But what about package?
Yeah, like right by my package.
Yeah, I mean, I got like this, I got a tight groin, you know? Sometimes it needs to be worked out. I don't know.
Number one, I'm not letting any masseuse massage my groin.
No, yeah.
And number two, I don't think any masseuse, any licensed masseuse, would ever massage your groin. I could be wrong. MJ, you tell me.
I'm not hearing an emphatic no.
Package, no. Just maybe around like the inner thigh area, but not close to where your package.
Anybody ever pop job when you did the inner thigh area?
A little bit.
Because there's a. Oh yeah.
Right. Wait, like, does your hand gently brush against like the?
Ew. That happened before and I was gross.
Or it depended how gifted he is. You know, Stanley on a guy and swipe it
or
do just you for pick, a second.
Or do you pick it up and move it to the side? So get right in there. Yeah, yeah. Just hold it right there until you're done, bro.
Ew. That's gross.
Ew. They're like, oh man, yeah, your inner thigh is all knotted up. Hold on. I need you to. Hold on, let me get the left leg now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Candy, you were there. We weren't. To me, I hear package, I think the same as you. He's like, hey, man, rub one out on me.
For real, though.
Yeah. And then what was the other one that he said? It's like, finish me off.
Yeah. There's only one finish off out there, bro.
I feel like there's two words that you never say unless you're at the kind that we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you're at a licensed establishment, there's two words you don't say, happy or finish.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just silly.
Even off is questionable, bro.
That was definitely not a happy ending.
You learn a lot about a girl when you take her to do one of these things. Like, I've had girls who are super into it. Candy, maybe she's just kind of a prude. I don't know.
Oh, wait, this has worked out well for you? And like, you've taken another girl on a couple's massage, and then you got to the, I need you to finish on my package. And and she hopped on over, and she's like, all right, buddy, let me remove my face from the birth canal first.
I have never, ever been called a prude in my life.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you ran out of there like you were, so.
Oh, wow.
What is a prude?
I've had other girls where we did a couple's massage and it led to something else. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Okay, good. So he's looking for a cho-cho.
There you go. That's what you want. Right, yeah, somebody that can finish him off.
Yeah, Candy.
Yeah. Ooh, man. So were you telling Candy to finish you off or the lady massaging you to finish you off?
Bro, he's like, I'll take any volunteers.
Whoever's willing to at the moment, bro.
I brought the BOGO coupon.
Mama sat in the front if you want to jump in, bro.
He's like, I brought the BOGO for my BOGO.
Minus the G, put a T, bro.